Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
So thanks to Louise, and you get to Carnegie Hall. How? By taking the R train, right? Nope, by practicing, the old saying goes. And if author Amy Chua is to be believed with her essay in the Wall Street Journal, Why Chinese Mothers Are Superior, that practicing also requires a tough mom standing by, preferably Chinese, enforcing good grades and high-level playing and performing. No sleepovers, no play dates. It's a tough regime, and we're going to speak to Amy Chua about it on tomorrow's program. But Takeaway listeners have already joined this conversation in a big way. You can get a jump on the conversation by texting the word START to 69866. From our website, this comment comes in from Carolyn. Like her parenting or not, it's a fascinating read, Chua's essay is. I downloaded it last night and I couldn't put it down. I'm sure there will be a lot of backlash, but others will use this as an excuse to explain away their own harsh ways.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah. Huh. Al from Kentucky has another view. Children also learn what they see, both in their parents and in other examples. So I think it's important for parents to mirror what they want their children to learn and to guide the child into situations where they will be exposed to the appropriate people and activities. And it's important to remember that abused children can end up being abusers. Children want stability, and they respond to love. What's yours? It's tough love for disciplinarian?
I feel like I am tough, but, you know, every time I'm hard on my kids, it feels, you know, it's not good. I mean, I don't feel good every time I have to crack down. And I mean, to a certain extent, you have to maintain some kind of balance. Their adult life is going to be all about regulations and following the rules and taking care of responsibilities. They got to have a little fun when they're kids.
Are you closer to Camp Chua at your house or more like Woodstock?
I think I'm flatly in the middle.
I see. Listener Jane agrees with our listener Al, who says the best way to ensure a child's success is to facilitate their own motivation to excel, not force it upon them. Amy's tactics are much too extreme and would be considered by most to be downright abusive, although she may be satisfied with the success of her children for the time being. She has fostered lifelong resentment in them against her as long as she can live with that knowledge.
Well, she seems perfectly happy living with that knowledge.
Well, the jury's out. I mean, her kids are still young. They may have something to say about that, 20 years from now. Henry writes on our website that this may be over the top. I'm a parent of two young kids and Chinese American. Although we have high expectations for our children, we are definitely not that extreme. Plus, not having play dates and participating in some social activities is absurd. It's also hard on the parents sometimes. What do you think? 877-8-MY-TAKE or text the word START to 69866.